Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much to obviously cover today. I'm back in studio here in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have several extremely informative guests joining us. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. Obviously, a few days ago, we saw two police officers shot in Ferguson and the subsequent celebrations in Ferguson and New York and other major cities. We've also heard claims that's even in mainstream news on Fox News that it was a false flag. With no evidence is the issue. But the people celebrating, is that a false flag too? No, we don't really see any evidence of this being a staged event. What we see is the larger false flag of George Soros and others stirring up what they hope to be a civil war in this country that I've been warning of for years. And you now see it beginning to unfold because I know the globalist playbook. You'd have to be blind. You'd have to have a lobotomy not to be able to see this. And the public is starting to figure it out. We're going to break that down. Benjamin Netanyahu is battling for his political life. Rival party has pulled ahead in the polls. We're going to look at the new net neutrality power grab of the FCC. They finally released the 400-plus pages, not 300, as they had been saying. And the U.S. Senate committee advanced a cybersecurity bill in secret session yet again. That is just some of the news that is coming up here today. Obama, of course, is weighing in, trying to stir up the whole Ferguson situation because it's all he's got is diverting the population. We have the first lab-grown burger. Now a test tube chicken is next. Hey, big deal. They use baby parts for Pepsi flavor testing. I mean, you're an extremist or a racist if you're not for growing baby parts inside cows. All this and more as we fight for human integrity, as we fight to awaken the general population of the planet to the dehumanization that's taking place, the rise of humanity against the technocratic tyranny. It's all coming up today. Government approval rating is at an all-time low. This shows that the giant is awakening. And here's John Bowne's report. We'll be back after the break.
A major survey has revealed that American confidence in all three branches of government has reached record lows. The 2014 General Social Survey has mined the political climate for 40 years. Their studies now show that only 23% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court, a meager 11% in the executive branch, and a pitifully dismal 5% in Congress. American confidence in the Supreme Court is reaching a record 40-year low. 2 in 10 have zero confidence in the Supreme Court. Just 3% of Republicans have confidence in the president, while Democrats have dropped from 25% in 2010 to 18% in 2014. And Congress? Well, Congress is a sick joke to most Americans.
A very, very sad day when we have to make a Hobson's choice of either funding our national security or standing for the Constitution.
Confidence was almost non-existent, with 7% of Democrats, 5% of independents, and 3% of Republicans with a great deal of confidence.
First of all, any conversation I have with these senators or Senator Mendez or anyone else, I do my best to make them private. If that's how they're initiated, that's how they should stay. Senator Menendez has done a stalwart job as chair of the committee, and as far as I'm concerned, he's been an outstanding senator.
45 years ago, 25% of Americans expressed a great deal of confidence in the press. Now, 7% of Americans have confidence, while 44% have no confidence at all. at all. And one American in 10 has confidence in television. A recent Gallup poll named government as the number one problem in the United States, with the economy in general a close second, unemployment and jobs, immigration, health care, terrorism at 6. America's frustration with our backdoor dealing entitled and detached elected leaders is fast approaching the breaking point. John Barron for InfoWars.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Richard Belzer joins us to cover the waterfront in the third hour today. Best-selling author, TV, movie star, a very informative guy, will join us via video Skype. And the last time he was on, Christopher Walken popped in, literally on video Skype. I'm not joking. So you never know what surprises are coming up. Richard Belzer has written a book with George Norrie. Someone is hiding something. What happened to Malaysian Airlines Flight 370? We're going to just spend part of the interview on this book. You could spend hours on it, but we're going to be discussing that with Richard Belzer coming up in the third hour today. Dr. Edward Group is going to be joining us, as he does at least once a month, with a lot of really important health news. It's recently come out in mainstream news. We're going to be covering that. That glyphosate gives you five times the increased chance, that's Roundup, in the water supply of kidney failure. No wonder kidney failure is exploding all over the world where Roundup is used. There's a global map. It's well known in major studies, and new studies just came out. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about all the new fluoride studies out of England about obesity and depression. And I know, as listeners, you already know this. The point is, it's in the London Guardian now. That's the most prestigious socialist establishment organization. It's in the London Telegraph. It's in the Associated Press. I mean, the entire system is in deep trouble, folks. I mean, we've known all this since the 30s that fluoride did this. I've read on air University of Texas 1934 studies about depression, thyroid failure, frying your pancreas, giving you bone cancer. They've known forever. They've known in watering operations that you don't give cows or horses tap water. If your wells run dry, you got to bring in fresh water from somewhere else because it'll bioaccumulate in horses and cows, and it'll kill them quick. You put fish in tap water, they die quick. And I understand it's part of the Industrial Revolution that we're able to have this water, but you might want to wash in it. You might even be able to clean your clothes in it. You do not want to drink it. But they go, oh, conspiracy theory. There's Newsweek. Water fluoridation linked to higher ADHD rates. You bet. Frying your brain. In fact, will you guys print me Newsweek, The Guardian, The London Telegraph, just all of them? I want to just sit here for TV viewers and radio listeners when group is on and just bam, 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 and then go into the Harvard study, and then it's got 25 studies listed. Just print those. I just want to throw them at the camera. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, you can have comics come out on HBO and Comedy Central and just throw in, I hate black people. I heard it from Alex Jones. I hate Jews. I heard it from Alex Jones. And slander us. It's not going to work. I don't like Obamacare because I'm a racist. I heard it from Alex Jones. People are getting raped by Obamacare. They're getting their hours cut. They're getting tax increases. So go ahead and call me a racist. They're learning what fluoride does. They're learning what GMO does. So, of course, you're desperately screaming racist, racist, racist because it's all you've got. While you have your federally funded white supremacist calling for my death like a tree full of parrots on a routine basis, isn't going to work. And here's the little news flash for all you guys. No matter what you do to me personally, the signal's been sent. The emergency bat signal's already been fired. Because here's the news. I'm not the hero in all this. I just fired the signal up into the clouds over the city. The people rising are the hero. And I'm telling you, it's coming. It's here. And once the veil lifts, things can flip on a dime. And that's why the system is scared to death. And what do you do when the people start waking up and coming together? You fund radical Islamicists and let them take over the Middle East, and then our troops have got to go fight them. And then you have the left sit around and curse our military as a bunch of murdering criminals when all they are is being shoved in under orders into a false narrative set up by the globalists. What do? Well, you federalize the police, you militarize them, you train them, you set up a phony drug war. Then cops start getting killed at epidemic levels in the last 20 years. Actual shootings and killings are down the last 20. Cops being killed is up the last 20. The police then get into a fear-mongering base, start seeing the public as their enemy. George Soros pumps in $35 million or whatever it was, $34 million, seen different numbers, to get riots going, to fund all the white college kids showing up in black neighborhoods chanting, kill the cops. Then cops start getting shot in the head all over the country. From Florida to New York to Ferguson. And the answer is, we need more of this, according to the establishment, because it gets everyone at each other's throats, and then it will legitimize the federalization of police, which Obama signed an order on last week, totally unconstitutional, to accelerate the federalization of the police, all part of the imploding the borders, coming after the guns extrajudicially, extralegislatively. Coming after our sovereignty, they are moving on every front, grabbing the internet, you name it. Oh, and before the cop killing chant started going, who was telling you 5 years ago that this was going to start and they were going to try to start a civil war in this country? It's because I have learned how the enemy has operated in other countries. They've done this in other countries as well. This is a destabilization program to degrade the sustainability and the sovereignty and the security and the prosperity and the tranquility and the peace of this country. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the socialist Chicago social engineer, the community organizer, the acorn organizer, play class warfare, ladies and gentlemen, instead of everybody of every race, color, creed, and religion coming together around private property and due process and freedom. I've got a stack of news articles here where cops choke a teen and brain damage him, and the cop gets charged. I've got a stack of news articles here where bad cops or out-of-control cops are getting in trouble. But see, those stories never get focused on because the bad cops need to get in trouble. No, they always focus on some nebulous case like the Brown case or Trayvon Martin, and then have the Justice Department caught in both cases behind the scenes stirring the pot. Stirring the pot. And when you get a black cop shooting somebody in their car because they have a gun and the cop jumps the gun, scared, and shoots them, do you hear a bunch of race riot garbage? No. The Justice Department doesn't pick up on that to just attack police in general. They pick up on white on black to make it racial, which then can be projected onto all white people and all black people to get us in a fight with each other when the real fight is against the globalists taking over. It is so elementary. It is so simple. But you can go into the comments on InfoWars.com or the comments on CNN or the comments on YouTube, and it's all the same, a bunch of people hurling racial epithets at each other. People saying, yeah, the cops deserve it. Time we start killing a bunch of them. And on the other side, oh, you blacks are going to get it. Fine, we're going to start killing you. See how they've now set it up to be racially based? Manipulating us like a bunch of idiots. And the Wu-Tang Clan rapper comes out and says, you know, you reap what you sow. Really? So by that thought, if a black man shoots a police officer, no matter what color they are, then another random black person, because I guess they're wearing a skin color uniform, deserves to be shot. Because if you go and shoot a random cop, then do the cops get to come randomly shoot someone of the race that shot them, or vice versa? Because a bad cop might do something wrong, then you're randomly going to go to some other jurisdiction 7 states away and shoot some cop sitting in a squad car filling out paperwork. I mean, that is the most ridiculous garbage, but that's collectivism, and that's the so-called multiculturalism, ultimate racism. See the mind game? They claim it's about equality, but it's not about judging people individually on what they've done. It's about saying whole groups are guilty. This is mindless tribalism. And while all of this is going on, U.S. military concerned ISIS fighters returning to Caribbean could reach border. The Times of Israel has the headline, is Netanyahu about to lose the election? Its campaign has grown frantic. Its activists are morbid. And though it would be wrong to bury the ruling Likud party, its supporters are right to be worried. Well, Likud will just grease whoever gets elected, like happened before with Rabin. But it is true that a lot of Israelis are sick of the Likudniks. So we're going to be breaking that down and following that here today. We do have the net neutrality regulations, and I know Paul Watson's listening. I know that Don Salazar, Kit Daniels, Mikhail Phelan, Kurt Nemo, and our other writers are all listening. I've just barely had time this morning because I just learned an hour or two ago that these came out to go over the 400-plus pages. It's not 300, but we've already found the key areas, and I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour. So for all the writers listening, I'm going to give you the subsection and where to go with this, because this is really bad. This is really bad. There's a reason they waited 2 weeks to release this. or 2 weeks and a day. It was 2 weeks and a day ago that they made the announcement. It's exactly what we thought it was. It is the FCC's power grab model they've had with the radio and broadcast TV, VHF, UHF. It's bad. Real bad. Because no one's reading the enforcement section. They're just reading what they claim they're going to do in these declaratory statements. But then if you read deeper, there are unlimited power grab statements. So Katie, bar the door and get ready, because the FCC is trying to eat the Internet. It's bad. No wonder they tried to hide this and then leak this out on a Friday. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the renegade, it is Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age.
gentlemen. During that last break, I continued to read over the 400-plus pages. If you Control-F search the document, it says enforced 295 times. I've got five different people reading the document and highlighting it. I just ran back from the back office during the break, so I just caught my breath. This is unbelievable. And we just search engined some of these terms in the news. No one that we know of yet is reporting what's really in this. Oh, my gosh. So I've got Kit Daniels and everybody else working on this right now. This is really, really bad. I don't even have words to describe how bad this is. When they say that I'm reeling or my head is spinning, when you hear that term, like, I'm not going to talk about it right now. I've got to compose myself. This just symbolizes everything we're dealing with. The wanton, out-of-control power grab as the enemy moves on every front. They've got a rural affairs commission under the Pentagon to federalize the states and all rural areas. They're setting up a national stability stabilization police force. They're federalizing the police. The borders have been completely lowered without even an executive order. They're giving the illegals free everything just to bankrupt the country. They're still moving forward with the ammo ban, ladies and gentlemen. They're just shelving it for a week or two till opposition dies down. They are rampaging forward on every front. And there is opposition to the gun grab, so they're going to play possum, which is an example of if we took action, we could actually rout these people. If folks understood just how much evil we're dealing with. And then we've got video of wellness checks, code for gun confiscation with actual video of the military training to confiscate our guns. I mean, my God. And so many people are conditioned. They go, wait, I support our military. Alex, it's, yeah, if you support our military, make Washington stop giving them unconstitutional criminal missions that if they ever try it is going to start a civil war. The federal government's been seized. It doesn't have a blank check for foreign governments and corporations to line up and gang rape this country and our children's future. They are raping us with a baseball bat covered in nails and glass, man. I mean, and I hate to use horrible analogies like that, but that isn't strong enough of an analogy. We are in deep trouble. For 5 years, Pepsi uses baby parts in their flavor development. For 20 years plus, they've been growing humanoids in cows. It's Facebook. In fact, I didn't see this in my stacks. I saw it last night. I went and read their terms and conditions, and it was sure enough in a press release that Facebook's going to activate your microphone and your camera. But it said, don't worry, we have computers that aggregate the info and protect your identity, and then it's just put into an aggregation what you're talking about and saying in your house. And they just say it like it's popping fun, like, oh, hi, I'm going to drop by and slit your throat tonight. I mean, I want to go to people's doors, knock and say, hi, I'm here to plant microphones in your house. It's no big deal. It's fun. I'm wearing a pink shirt with polka dots. It's like if you had Jerry Lewis show up and say, hi, I'm going to, you know, beat your wife's brains out. I'd be like, oh, sure, come on in. You're not wearing a black uniform. See, the Nazis wore black uniforms to scare people made by Hugo Boss. Sharp uniforms. But they wanted to project power openly. Now it's, oh, hi, we're trendy. We're watching you and listening when you go and log into Facebook. I mean, it's worse than I thought. Twilight Zone. I mean, the fact that George Soros would spend almost $35 million, that's mainstream news. In fact, just pull up the article for him. To fund the hardcore Democrat groups. We saw the signs. I said it was Soros before it was in the news. Because I went and looked at who was funding it. They said the name of groups he funds on there to have people walk around and chant, deck the halls with dead cops, and to promote violence, basically. How does he get away with that? Because he's got a green light, people. George Soros funds Ferguson protests, hopes for civil action, $33 million. But then they dug deeper about a week later, turned out it was like $35 million. And that's out of the Washington Times. I mean, you're like, well, I am sick of the cops. There where the rubber meets the road. So the globalists on top want to get us all fighting with each other. The policies made above them. and you're not going to reform the police shooting them in the head. That is meant to prime the police state takeover and with it all our rights. We are sitting on top a warehouse of TNT right now, and George Soros and Obama are running around with flamethrowers shooting them in the air. Any minute it's going to set off, folks, and all hell is going to break loose.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket Health and Privacy Pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Do the best job I can. Just in the last few hours with my crew, go over what exactly is in the 400 plus, not 300 plus pages of the telecom, not legislation, but regulatory rules that the FCC just released 2 weeks after they said they would. And it's all written in legalese. It's all written very dry. I've worked in talk radio in four different radio stations physically. I've been on air 20 years. and run my own media telecommunications organization. So I know about copyright. I know about telecom rules. I know about FCC rules. I know a lot about the FCC. I've been involved in micro FM, quite frankly, leading a movement to have that sprout up around the country about 18 years ago. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So I know what I'm talking about when I get into this. It'll take the media days to digest what's in here. There are a few mainstream news articles that are just saying, oh, they said they're going to protect the Internet. Here's the sections where they do it. And, yes, they make some claims in there. But if you read the enforcement and the powers and the jurisdictions that they are claiming, the document 295 times says enforce. You can search the term penalty, fines, sanctions. It says in here that you basically can't appeal. Remember, it's the FCC that you're going to be dealing with here. And here's what's really bad. It does announce, as telecom, the U.S. Code subsection over cable and over Internet and basically over all data transmission through the air or down lines. This is a total 360 takeover of all communications by the FCC. Says fines 24 times. Get ready. I mean, this is unbelievable. In fact, print me the whole document. I know I've just got subsections here. I had the whole document. We're tearing it apart in there. Print me a whole fresh copy, please. And exactly how many pages is it? We'll put it on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, go to InfoWars.com. We've got the whole document posted there.
400 pages.
400 exactly. Thank you, CJ. You go to section 36 of 5 of FCC 15-24 regulations, and it talks about enforcement. It defines enforcement. And it says the commission may enforce the open Internet rules through investigation and processing of complaints, both formal and informal. That's how they do it with broadcast, to everything. I mean, they go in and define it as they've done in broadcast. That means complaining about speech, everything. I mean, this is so horrible. No wonder they sat on this. In addition, the commission may provide guidance through the use of enforcement advisories and advisory opinions. That means they sue you. And it will appoint an omnibuds person in order to provide the commission with additional understanding, particularly of technical issues. The order delegates to the Enforcement Bureau the authority. Did you hear that? The Enforcement Bureau, it's in every state, in every major city, to request a written opinion from an outside technical organization, that means the telecoms or other corporate groups, or otherwise to obtain objective advice from industry standard-setting bodies or similar organizations. Then it goes into investment with Title II to fund the power grab, how to tax you, how to regulate, how the industry has $271 billion a year, how they're planning to grab some of that. I mean, this, when you know how to read the legalese here, boy, you better watch out. I mean, you know how much they fine and fee and regulate and tax to have an AM or FM station, UHF, VHF? Enforcement and relationship to existing transparency rule. And they go on to basically create a bunch of regulations to harass anybody with any type of media organization. If you've got 50 customers on an email account and run some tiny local internet company in some little town, they're coming. On page 120, you've got 272 for informal complaints and investigations. The Enforcement Bureau efforts will continue to be informed by resolutions or formal complaints and will also continue to be informed by the standards developed by existing multi-stakeholder. That means the globalist companies, industry and consumer groups. That means all the leftist consumer groups. See, they'll have a vote on what's done, not you. The Enforcement Bureau will also work. See, when a bunch of George Soros NGOs complain, oh, they're coming. The Enforcement Bureau, that's why George Soros funded $196 mil to get this in. It's always the same guy. I'm not demonizing him. It's just always him. Want riot and shoot the cops? George Soros. Want world government? Want to turn the guns in? George Soros. Want to shut down Alex Jones? George Soros. Want to fund the internet takeover? George Soros. Want to fund a Russian war? George Soros. I mean, it's just the guy's probably smells like sulfur or something. And the guy's like Beelzebub in a red pajamas. Man, it's a joke. A literal Nazi collaborator. And he's running around in the open, screwing the country over. The Enforcement Bureau will also work with interested parties on an informal basis, I mean secretly with informants, to identify ways to promote compliance with the open internet rules. Oh, promote compliance. And then they go into that, lawsuits, you name it. Legal authority, and this is where you go then find, under this title, lawsuits, fines, regulations. We ground the open internet rules we adopt today in multiple sources of legal authority, Section 706, Title 2, Title 3 of the Telecommunications Act. We're going to go to that in a moment. We marshal all of these sources of authority towards a common statutory-supported goal. They're creating a new mega-law to protect, or a new uniform commercial code, to protect and promote internet openness as a platform of competition, free expression, innovation, a driver of economic growth, and an engine of virtuous cycle of broadband deployment. But we know how they've always really acted, and we know Obama and Soros are for it. Doesn't matter what they claim they're doing. Give me the keys to your house. Why? Because I want to come and kiss you at night and pat you on the head. Well, you know what? No, thank you. 274, we therefore invoke multiple complementary sources of legal authority, as a number of parties point out, over authority under Section 706 is not mutually exclusive with our authority under. So they're just saying basically we can do anything we want. Titles 2 and 3 of the Act. So they're saying we got more power than that. Rather, we read our statute to provide several alternative sources of authority that work in concrete towards common ends. As described below under Section 706, the Commission has the authority to adopt these open internet rules to encouraging and accelerate the deployment of broadband to all Americans. And that's what they announced 5 years ago. That, quote, the government, remember Obama? Got feds to provide free broadband to all. You deserve it like a chicken in every pot. Then they'll bring their regulatory control. They'll undercut industry. They'll put their messages over it and branding, and they will certainly give preferential treatment. In Europe, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is already banned in most train stations, libraries. You've seen the news articles. So that's where this is going. This is Internet 2 from the government with select corporations branding it a safe Internet, which they're going to tax. Section 706 and B each provide an express affirmative grant of authority to the Commission, and the rules we adopt today fall well within their scope. So this is, they're basically saying the power we have over broadcast, we now have over cable, telecoms, and all Internet transmissions. I mean, that is huge. This isn't, we're going to sue somebody if they go in and don't let certain websites have their information over it. No, that's already going on. It's saying we're going to take it over and provide it for free to everybody. And make. I mean, this is so scary. Listen to this. This is their declaratory statement. 47 U.S.C. 1302A, Section 706A, provides in full, the commission, each state commission, that's the state local group. Ooh, boy. Remember when they opened up broadband on AM, FM, digital, where you could have hundreds of local stations if you wanted, and they gave them basically to nobody local, but they'll give one channel of hundreds of new ones to some socialist group or some La Reconquista open borders group. That's what they've done in Austin. They've been given actually two channels. So the most anti-gun, vile garbage gets a FM channel, but nobody else does. And then all these commercial interests get it. See, so it's not even truly socialist where they just hand it out randomly to groups so there's a lottery. No. All the little pet groups get to take over the media. Whew. Man, this is bad. The commission, each state commission with regulatory jurisdiction over telecommunication services, shall encourage the deployment of a reasonable and timely basis of advanced telecommunication capability to all Americans. See, they will decide who gets it, not the market, including in particular elementary and secondary schools and classrooms, by utilizing in a manner consistent with the public interest, convenience and necessity, price cap regulation, price cap. Oh, my gosh. That's Nixonian or Soviet. But Nixon did do that as well. That's why it sounds weird. Soviet and Nixonian, yeah. Price cap. They actually use the word price cap. Regulatory forbearance, measures that promote competition. I love how they say price caps, competition, in a local telecommunications market, or other regulating methods that remove barriers to infrastructure investment. Well, that's antitrust, and that's Congress, not the FCC. Oh, my gosh, folks, this just gets worse. 281 of page 123, the open Internet rules fall well within the scope of our Section 706 authority. So they now basically claim broadcast control over everything. So what they've done with broadcast, they're going to do with the Internet, and they're going to create a, quote, utility that's free. Well, your electricity's not free. Your gas isn't free, but they're saying this is free, which is going to be giant giveaways to the big telecoms that play ball, just like the Obama phone scam. So the FCC within it has so many frauds, but that's another headline right off that subsection. FCC to provide free Internet like Obama phone as political payoff. I mean, unbelievable. And then Carlos Slim has made, last number I saw in the Wall Street Journal, he owns part of the New York Times, was something like $4 billion off the Obama phone. We didn't even give it to an American company to make the billions of dollars off the boondoggle of the free Obama phones. $4 billion to the Mexican kingpin involved in everything you can imagine. Oh, my God, folks, I've only gotten into one small area of this. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But what is the media running with? The media I'm going to get to in a moment is the controlled media is with what they say they're doing this for. Because Obamacare is going to give you something free, and we're going to take your guns to protect the children. It's got all these statements of intent, which, as we know, means nothing. What matters is what they actually announce in the teeth of the enforcement and what they claim the powers they have. E, enforcement of the open Internet rules. Background. And they go into how they're going to enforce. They're going to hear from consumers, that's the socialists that complain, and stakeholders, that's the big companies. And then they break down how they will do it with lawsuits and other mechanisms that they've used under, then they mentioned the subsections they've used in broadcast, which is armed raids, arrest, fines, fees. I mean, get ready. The FCC, I was on a tiny ferry. First, I saw them on big ferries this weekend down in Port Aransas. A ferry that goes about 200 yards, 300 yards across there at Aransas Pass, and they had a TSA guy bugging his eyes out on people. When you're going across, it takes 60 seconds, and it was TSA. And if you try to go to Galveston at the ferry, they search every car that comes through and check under the hood and everywhere. But the border stays wide open, and they fund ISIS. It's nothing but internal checkpoints. I mean, I'm just showing how the TSA is taking over everywhere now as well. I mean, it is just a federal power grab. Page 105, designing an effective enforcement process. And then it goes through how they will establish Department of Justice referrals for Department of Justice visits. That's in 228. And how they will also use the state bureaus of the FCC under existing code. And when you read the existing code, it is, in some cases, armed FCC agents. And they've got stuff in here about, oh, open to the blind or the deaf. So now if you have a tiny website and you don't sign up to Google or whatever to then provide translation, oh, now they're going to come shut you down. And they've been talking about that forever. I mean, this is just a... I just don't even have words at this point. I mean, this is just exactly what we thought it would be and more. They say you can find requests for advisory opinions to follow this at via commission's website or with Office of the Secretary and must be copied to the commission staff. So it's the same thing. This is so out of control. Well, here's the best part. The Enforcement Bureau will have discretion to choose whether it will respond to a request to their actions. So, you know, they may sue you or shut you down or SWAT team raid you, and then you just they may not even talk to you. That really sounds like freedom, doesn't it? Boy, thanks for saving the Internet, Obama. 2, 3, 4 of 107. Although the Enforcement Bureau will attempt to respond to requests for advisory opinions expeditiously, we decline to establish any firm deadlines to rule on them or issue a response. Talk to the hand. It's an Obama phone scam to the big telecoms at the top and to the minions at the bottom. It's a total power grab. It's just unbelievable. But don't worry, in appendix final rules, they just have some statements about 8.5, no blocking, 8.7, no throttling, 8.9, no paid prioritization. I guess that's where you pay to have your stuff pushed out more. And they're actually saying that may stop Google ads because you pay there to get your ad promoted more. But that's just how it works. And there's a bunch of lawsuits getting readied over this. And it'll just become a big battle of paying off politicians to decide how it ends up regulatorily being set up. And so it's just putting the Internet up on the chopping block is what this is doing. There'll be a huge fight. Billions will be spent on lawyers by all sides. And in the end, the telecoms will come in and take over the Internet as they planned in the beginning.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Big time. Big time. Every
morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all. He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
I never sent anybody to the promised land with my fist.
Big John. Big John.
You know, I'd like to send Big tyranny Big to its John. Watery grave with Davy Jones.
Big John.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live. There's a reason on a daily basis they have comics, TV hosts, media demonize this broadcast and yours truly, because they're demonizing Alex Jones as a figurehead of the libertarian liberty movement that is 1,000 light years more liberal than the fascistic control freak totalitarians that call themselves the trendies, that call themselves the hipsters. They're the idiot, moron followers of the globalists who want their free Obamacare and who want their free broadband and who want the FCC to save the Internet. The FCC works for the big corporations, and they help consolidate media down to four companies, and they always have and they always will, and the big corporations couldn't get it done. So they have the FCC come in like it was going to save it, and now they're going to have a 2-3 year battle and carve it up. But we've got a public with an attention span of about 6.5 minutes. It used to be about 15, 20 years ago. Soon we're talking about attention spans being a minute long. So those of us that have long attention spans, those of us that are into facts, we're the enemy. We sit there and watch CNN or MSNBC or the Comedy Central or HBO just in the middle of a movie or in the middle of a comedy show go, you know, Alex Jones hates Jews and blacks. Yeah, Alex Jones, the radio host, Next show. You know, Alex Jones wants to blow things up. You know, Alex Jones is worse than ISIS. You know, Alex Jones hates women, Bill O'Reilly. And tonight we look at Internet stalking of women and sex predators. Cuts to a picture of me and my face turns red. No evidence, no proof, no claims, just sex predators. Here's Alex Jones. That's called subliminal in plain view. That's how dumb they think we are. Well, we're not that dumb, but to a jellyfish TV viewer who has an attention span of about 6 minutes, they're not paying attention once they get into that show. They go into suspended disbelief, they veg out, and then they just go, Alex Jones. The subconscious just accepts, Alex Jones hurt women. Alex Jones hurt blacks. Alex Jones, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we're talking warfare, folks. So it's a fight, and they know that we're starting to trigger the grassroots, and they're scared of you. So their attack on me is an attack on you. That's why I built a bigger organization. We intend to continue this operation, even if they imprison me or bust a cap in my head, whatever. I don't want to die, but send me on a long vacation. I ain't worried about it. I was born a man. I was born to fight. I was born to not cower down in the dirt and be conned all day. And that's all that matters is I'll never be your slave. You'll never control my mind or my soul. So lie all you want, cowards. Thank God I was never part of your scumbag sellout spirit. Praise the Lord. People say, man, why are you sounding like Billy Graham on the show more and more here? Well, you know what? When you get this deep into this stuff, you just get closer to God, and I can't help it. I don't get up here and inject God into things because it's some tactic. I just want to say it. Because that's who I'm with. You go ahead and be who you're with. They want to shut this show down. What are you going to do? Spread the word. We got people calling all over the country, including billboard companies. They're putting our billboards up everywhere for free. God bless you. We salute you.
Thank you.
From New York to Oregon. It's happening.
Visit GCN Live.
Tip of the spear.
Today.
I'm ready.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.